other possible references to think intimacy versus property with. A few years ago, I started a basic Quechua course. Quechua is one of the indigenous languages spoken in Peru, where I'm from. Although I've never learned it as a child, I've realized as I've grown older how much of the Quechua language and culture, sometimes called Andean philosophy, has influenced the way I think and live in the world. In one of the sessions, the teacher talked about how there are no native Quechua words for please and thank you, only neologisms needed to adapt the language to an European framework. She explained how you don't need the words for please and thank you, because those are just words that allowed Europeans not to act. On the other hand, she explained, if you are part of a Quechua community, you will keep an eye on what is needed, and then you just do it. You don't need a please, and you won't expect a thank you. At some point, if you need help, there will be other people around you paying attention, and help will happen. That relation between attention, care, and being part of a or many communities made so much sense to me. This is also part of an understanding of the world in which the non-human is very present. This relation of intimacy that allows one to perceive when one is needed and act exists also in relation to mountains, animals, places, etc. It made me think about my relation to other people's work, to how I share things, including things that aren't mine, to how I put things in the world and how accessible I construct them so people can take them apart and use them. There is another approach that I wanted to include, but I just didn't have the time. In The Logic of Care, Anne-Marie Moll looks at the relationships between the ill and their carers. Moll proposes that those relations follow a different logic that refuses the logic of choice, which either follow consumer or citizenship logics, but instead is constructed collaboratively through continued attunement. And the full reference for Anne-Marie Moll's book is The Logic of Care, Health and the Problem of Patient Choice from 2008.